T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael Lombardi.
You couldn't get me to buy Mitchell Trubisky if you had him at a discount rack at Seeley's basement.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider.
If you bet MVP Mitch to win the MVP, you might want to consider that you're not going to get paid on that ticket.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
I want to have a convention of the Mitchell Trubisky MVP voters. I want you to come out of the closet. Like, I want you to come out and say, yes, I did. And just own it. Just, we all have made mistakes. I've had bad draft picks. You got to own it. Like, you got to own it. You know the guy that's probably ripping my ass on Twitter? It's probably got an MVP ticket for Mitch.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. On the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. And Michael joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Michael.
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning to everybody. How are you?
It's always a joy to talk to you. And my radar went up when I heard, when I was reading your column and you were talking about the Shanahans, and you said that that Mike, who is a, you know, I agree with you, a Hall of Fame coach and will probably make it there, winning Super Bowls in Denver and having an unbelievable career, that he could be a secret weapon in this thing for his son. Yeah. I love that idea.
Well, I think it's true. I mean, look, let's go to The Godfather. I mean, when Michael became The Godfather, he had his father. He didn't need Tom Hagen, right? And if you have somebody who's been in the seat, who's done it before, at this point, you know, and Mike's invested, Mike's watching, Mike enjoys football. So why wouldn't he watch, you know, and why wouldn't he be able to offer some help? And I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that he can give a young coach like his son, and he wants his son to succeed. So it makes perfect sense to me. Now, they won't talk about it, you know, and Mike will play like, I'm not doing anything, you know, I'm just enjoying my son. But deep down, we all know that, you know, we want our kids to do well.
So, Michael, how do you see this game unfolding in what looks like a striking contrast in styles?
Yeah, I mean, look, I wrote about this in The Athletic a couple of weeks ago. I said that, you know, if I were going to build a team that to play Patrick Mahomes, you know, I'd have to have athletic defensive linemen who could run, who could tackle in space, who could keep him in the pocket. And everything I described were the 49ers. They're a zone team predominantly. You know, they're a cover three. And I think if you look at, you know, the game that kind of is striking, no one's talking about it, is the two Charger games. The Chargers play a system of defense very similar to what the 49ers play. And the Chargers were held them to 180 yards passing in Mexico City. And then in a game that mattered, in a game that really mattered in Kansas City at the end of the season to secure the number two seed, held them to a buck 64. And, you know, and they were able, and only had the ball 23 minutes in that game. So I think that the zone does, but if you can rush four, I think a zone rushing three like Tennessee did isn't going to be good because he has too much time to, and you can't keep him in the pocket. You've got to keep him in the pocket. It's the second play that kills you. It's when he gets out of that pocket and he moves and buys time. It's not his running as much, which that hurts, but it's his ability to move and then throw it to Tyreek Hill 30 yards down the field on a rope. Those are the plays that get you. And I think that the Chargers did it. I think the 49ers can do it as well.
You know, we were talking earlier about the potential game plans, one of which could be sort of following what the Patriots did against the greatest show on turf, which is kind of grabbing and clutching and hitting guys on the line of scrimmage as much as anything else and making sure that ball carriers or potential receivers aren't open because you mugged them and they're not going to call pass interference on every play. Is that too cynical an idea or does that work?
No, you've got to disrupt. You've got to get your hands on them. You've got to reroute the receivers. You've got to make it a physical game. If you want to play 7-on-7 football like the Texans did, you're going to give up 51. This team is built for 7-on-7. No contact. Let me run my routes. Let me be pretty in what I do, and I'll move the ball up and down the field. You've got to jam them. You've got to make them pay a price. You've got to be old school in the sense that you're going to reroute receivers out of the seam. And this team is really good. The 49ers are being in zone coverage and being able to play. And so they do match up. The front four guys have to win. And where no one's talked about this either is the weakness of the Chiefs, their offensive line. I mean, we talk about their two tackles being Pro Bowlers, but those two tackles, when you watch the game last year, the conference championship game against the Patriots, and frankly, the Patriots game this year, when someone who knows what they're doing in terms of how to orchestrate a pass rush, I'm not talking about running up the field past the quarterback. I'm talking about choreographing a pass rush like it's a dance routine and keeping him in the pocket. You can power these tackles back. You can utilize your skill set inside against these two guards and centers, which is the weakest part of the Chiefs team, and that's the strength of the 49ers team.
You know, Michael, I think you're making a lot of sense here talking about how this game is going to go and what you expect. The question I keep coming back to, and I think a lot of people get stuck at, is what do you expect from Jimmy Garoppolo? Is he good enough under these conditions with this pressure and the stakes as high as they are to come through when it matters most?
You know, I know the kid well, and we drafted him, and, you know, he's from right there where you guys are. I mean, it's, you know, and so he's kind of got this mentality it's always the next play with him. He doesn't really seem to, nothing affects him. He's kind of, there's no bigger pressure. Think about this. There's no bigger pressure than being drafted in the second round from Little Eastern Illinois, and then walking into your first quarterback meeting and seeing the GOAT. Like, what's more pressure than that? Seriously, the GOAT's sitting over there, and you're competing with them. And you don't flinch. One of the reasons we drafted him in New England is because he didn't flinch, because he was able to go into the room with Brady and not flinch. And then 3 weeks later, I walk into the cafeteria, and the kid's having lunch with all the offensive linemen, the veteran offensive linemen, not the rookie off, the veteran. They all loved him. He has that endearing quality to him that he'll overcome the mistakes. Could he throw one? Sure. Will he play poorly? It could happen, but it's not going to affect him. He's going to come back and play the next one.
Who did you pick in the game, or have you made a selection?
I haven't made a pick yet. I'm certainly leaning by my conversations to myself towards the 49ers. What worries me a little bit about this game is if they're going to rush the passer the right way. And people say, well, you know, look what Russell Wilson did to him, and look what Kyler Murray did to him. And when you watch that game, I mean, this defensive line can track down quarterbacks. They can chase them. I mean, they can run. Everybody on their defense can run. I'm concerned about Sherman got a couple pass interference calls in the Arizona that worries me. I'm leaning right now towards San Francisco because I think they'll have a really good game plan offensively. And I think defensively, this will be somewhere where this game can be in the 20s. And if it's in the low 20s, I think the 49ers win it.
Great stuff, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thanks
a
lot.
Appreciate it.
It's great insight.
Bye-bye. That, of course, radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. You can listen to Michael on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available at radio.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.